Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eye.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
What you say?
Oh,
bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We want to thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that is tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to welcome everybody to more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is Monday night, which means we have the Committee Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Going to be joining us later on in the broadcast. Hallelujah. Amen. And Apostle Elder Nate Curry will be bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord on this afternoon, on this evening, on tonight. But for now, hallelujah, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we just want to praise you. We want to magnify you. We want to lift your name up high and holy, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up on today, and we just want to praise you. We just want to love on you tonight, Lord. Let you know, Lord, we appreciate you for what you've done. We appreciate you for everything that you do and everything you don't do, because, Lord, you know what's best for us, Lord, and we put our trust in you. So, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you on tonight. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And we thank you in advance for your revelation knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts, minds, and our souls, Lord. And we love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We adore you on today. Hallelujah. And we lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Glory to God. And you know it's Monday night, which means we have Apostle Curry and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Getting ready to come. Bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord, hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to our opening scripture. Praise God, hallelujah, so we can move forward, hallelujah, on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Our opening scripture is going to come from Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11. We're going to be reading verses 22, 23, 24, hallelujah, and 25. And 26, praise God, 23 through 26, glory to God, hallelujah. And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore, I say unto thee, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. And when ye standing praying, forgive. And if ye ought against any, that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you for your trespasses. But if you do not forgive your neighbor, your Father will not forgive in heaven your trespasses. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Tonight, amen. I want y'all to look at verse 23 real quick. Hallelujah, amen. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things, that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says, praise God. This is key information, praise God. I want you to take this with you tomorrow, amen. I want you to meditate on it during the week, what Jesus is telling us. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. He said, if you believe it in your heart and do not doubt, praise God, hallelujah. That's the key, hallelujah, amen, to the manifestation of the blessings of God, glory to God, to believe in your heart. Like the man of God said last week, amen, you got to get past believing and graduate to knowing. Glory to God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You got to know these things in your heart. You got to believe it. You just can't say it and you don't believe it. Praise God, hallelujah. You got to believe that whatsoever you desire, hallelujah, amen, that you ask for in prayer, hallelujah, God's going to manifest it for you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the confidence, the faith that we have, hallelujah, in God and in the ability God has given us. Remember, God spoke the world, hallelujah, amen, into existence. He said, let there be, hallelujah, and then it was. Hallelujah. And when he said, let there be, he knew whatever he said, let it be, it was going to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the confidence we have to have in what the ability that God has put in us. Hallelujah, amen. That we can speak those things that not as if they were. Hallelujah, amen. And then those things, amen, that are not, hallelujah, will be. Yeah. Praise God, hallelujah. You got to believe, amen, if God was a creator and you were made in his image and in his likeness, glory to God, hallelujah, that you too are, hallelujah, a creator. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. And God says, hallelujah, amen, your mouth is powerful. Praise God, especially when your heart is behind it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, when you believe what you say. Hallelujah, praise God. When you get to the point where you believe what you say, see, there's a lot of people saying stuff, but they don't believe what they're saying. Praise God, there's a lot of people praying for things to get better, but they don't believe they're going to get better. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. You got to, amen, demand that thing get better. Hallelujah, amen. I prophesy healing in my life. Praise God, hallelujah. I prophesy prosperity in my life. Hallelujah, amen. I prophesy salvation in my life. Glory to God. And these things shall come to pass because death and life is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. And those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah, amen. Eat the fruit. Fruit is the produce. You're going to eat whatever your mouth produces. Glory to God, hallelujah. So you better start thinking, hallelujah, good things and saying good things. You better start thinking great things, hallelujah, and speaking great things. You got to get great and good down in your spirit, down in your heart, down in your soul. You got to believe this thing. Hallelujah, praise God. I heard somebody say, God ain't bring you this far to leave you this far. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to believe that whatever God got for you, whatever he showed you, is for you. Hallelujah, praise God, and claim it. Hallelujah. Back in the day, they called it name it, claim it, and they got away from it. They stopped talking about it. They said it was hocus pocus, mumbo jumbo, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. They stopped naming it and claiming it, glory to God, hallelujah. Never mind the fact that it was working, hallelujah. Never mind the fact that they was naming stuff and claiming stuff and things were just materializing in their life. Things were just manifesting in their life, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. The problem is we got away from the basic principles of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we go, hallelujah, throughout our week, as we go, hallelujah, throughout our days, praise God. Remember, hallelujah, amen, amen. Whatever's in your heart, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. So if you got, hallelujah, negative in your heart, negative's coming out of your mouth, negative is materializing in your life. Glory to God, hallelujah. You need to change that negative to a positive. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You need to start believing God for good things to happen. Hallelujah. You need to start believing God, hallelujah, for a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you believe God for it and get it down in your heart, you're going to speak that thing. Hallelujah. And then watch that thing come to pass in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, that was point 11. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11, verse number 23. Take that verse with you tomorrow and meditate on it. Hallelujah. Amen. And use it. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. You are tuned in to more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Cito, a.k.a. the Black Mr. Preachers, is in the building. Glory to God. And it's Monday night with teams on the phone line. We have the committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God. They are based, hallelujah, out of the West Coast. Excuse me. They are based out of the West Coast, glory to God. Hallelujah. Los Angeles, California is in the building. Hallelujah. Amen. And the leader, hallelujah, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, the leader, the pastor who is about to come forth and break the bread of life on tonight, hallelujah, is none other than my brother in Christ, hallelujah, our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does.
Amen. Tonight, come on and give God praise. Amen. Come on and give God glory on tonight. Amen. Bless his name on tonight, for the Lord is good and his mercy. Amen. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and bless his name on tonight. Come on and give him glory. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, come on. Come on and tell the Lord how good he is to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and thank him. Hallelujah. Thank him out of your heart. Glory to God. Thank him out of your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
thank
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah. I know you didn't wait till this time, amen. You've been waiting, amen, up to this time to give God some praise, to give God the glory, to let the Lord know
hallelujah,
how much
glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many know there ain't nobody like him? Glory to God. That there's nobody like him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody is like the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. He's my friend. Glory to God. He's my everything. Hallelujah. He's my company keeper. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He is my healer. Glory to God. He is my lawyer in a courtroom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is whatever I need him to be. I just lean on him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
God is an awesome God tonight. Hallelujah. I want to thank God on tonight. Thank God for my brother. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Amen. The elder is in the building. Amen. The prince of preachers. Amen. His wife. Amen. Hallelujah. And my queen and my beautiful wife, amen, my kids on tonight. I salute everyone that's under
yes,
the sound
Lord.
Of my voice. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord, amen, he is good. I want you to have it stamped on the table of your heart that the Lord is good. I might not know nothing else. Amen. I might not know Genesis or Revelation, but one thing I do know is that the Lord, hallelujah, is
good.
Good. Come on,
yes,
hear somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And
amen.
He is good,
what?
All the time. Come
all
on, here's
the
time. He's
God
good all the time.
Yes, he is,
Father. Amen. And we thank God on tonight because he has not changed. Come on, here's the body. If he was good yesterday, amen, he's good today. Come on, here's the body. He's been good all day long. How many of you will agree with me that the Lord been good all day long? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Man, ain't you glad God don't change? Come on here, somebody. People change on you. Friends change on you. Relatives change on you. But God, oh, bo Sunday, da da ba Sunday, hallelujah. When I want somebody that is still the same, guess what? I know where to go. Come on here, somebody. I know who to call on. Come on here, somebody. And he is always the same. Somebody give him some praise if you can identify, amen, and that you are witness of that. Come on and give Yahshua a praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Amen. We're not going to be long tonight, but we're going to be strong tonight. Yes, yes. To do what God wants to be done, and then we're going to give him the praise, and we'll be up out of here. Amen. But I want you to hold on to something tonight, because I believe that this is a special word for a special people. Amen. I want to go to a couple of scriptures tonight, if that's all right. Amen. The first scripture I want to go to tonight, amen, is Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Okay, go there first. Matthew 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. These are some scriptures that the Lord put in my heart. I believe that they're going to be a blessing to us tonight.
Amen.
Matthew 5, verse 5. And Father, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for the entrance of your word gives us light. We thank you, Lord, that your word is all we need, God. Hallelujah. Father, I ask you to strengthen me tonight, God.
Yes,
to deliver what you want to deliver to your people, God. Let it soak into our hearts and mind, God. Thank you, Lord,
Lord,
God, for your word is true. And there's no deception in it, God. We thank you that it cannot return void unto you, but it's going to accomplish that which you set it out to do. So, God, get us ready to move so cool, Yadaba Sando, for your word and for the power that your word possesses. We give you praise and glory. Lord, we bind the hand of the enemy, God. We rebuke every devil, every demon, and we put them on notice tonight that your assignment and your plans have been canceled, and you have no part nor lot in this matter. Amen. If you agree with this prayer, come on and give God a shout of victory. Come on and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you on tonight, God, for your will be done. Hallelujah. Your kingdom come, God. We thank you for who you are, God. In Yeshua Messiah's name,
yes,
we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, give God a shout.
Amen.
Praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hold on tonight. Amen. Matthew 5, verse 5. Amen. I believe the word of the Lord says, blessed are the meek. Circle that word meek. For they shall inherit the earth. Blessed. The word blessed in the Greek means empowered to prosper. So that particular bless right here, when you see it in Matthew, is meaning empowered to prosper. Prosper means to go forward. That's why the Bible says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because nothing can prosper without God's permission to go forward. Come on here, somebody. It takes the permission of the Lord in order for anything to go forward. Amen. And so God is saying, don't worry about the weapons of the enemy. They can't prosper because I hold the permission. I have the authority. Without my say-so, nothing can go forward. So in this particular text in Matthew, he's saying, blessed are the meek. Empowered to prosper are the meek. Come on here, somebody. So God is saying, you and I have the authority to go forward. Come on, everybody. Because he has given us the permission. See, when someone says they're blessed, but you're not going forward and there's no progress, then you lie. Amen. Because blessed means that you're going forward. Amen. Which means you're making forward progress. If you say that you bless, but you take it steps back, then you're cursed, because the Bible says that the only way that we can be in the place that God wants us to be in is that we are going forward. Amen. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm going forward. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
I'm going forward.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. And so when I go forward, then I see the hand of God, and God can move for me. He said, blessed are the meek. And so God is saying, in this hour, God wants us to walk in meekness. Come on here, somebody. God wants us to walk in meekness. So what is meekness? Apostle, what is the Lord saying when he's saying for us to walk in meekness? He's actually saying for us to walk in humility. Humility means in humbleness. Come on here, somebody. The spirit of meekness is not self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
It's not self-owned. Come on here, somebody. See, when how you know you're walking in the spirit of meek is when you're putting others before yourself. Come on here, somebody. And meekness does not boast about its ability. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
It don't mean that the ability is not there. It just means that when we're meek, amen, we give all glory to God. Come on here, somebody. God is exalted. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Meekness, even though you may be good at something, amen, you won't brag about how good you are. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You know how old folks say the proof is in the pudding. You will allow the opportunity to show how good you are to talk for itself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that the best talking is when you allow for the blessing to talk for itself? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God is saying stay meek. Why? Because the meek is getting ready to inherit the earth. Come on here, somebody. I believe the last time I checked in the Word, it says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the who? Yes. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so God is always saying, if you stay meek, glory to God, I'm going to transfer some things into your possession, and all you got to do is give me the praise and the glory for it. Somebody bless the Lord right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why you thank God when they got to the walls of Jericho? Glory. I mean, to the walls of Jericho. Amen. And he told them, he said, don't say nothing for 7 days, for 6 days. Don't say nothing. Just walk around it. Because the walls had to come down in order for them to go in. Come on here, Abba, and do the bullshit. Wow, God, hallelujah. And so God, through his anointing, was telling them, don't say nothing. Just walk around it. Come on here, somebody. But while you're walking around it, thank me for the victory. Thank me for the walls coming down. While you're walking around it, amen, in your mind, in your heart, give me praise. Because I'm about to give you the victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Do this faithfully. Hallelujah. For 6 days, glory to God. And on the seventh day, I want you to shout, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because the warfare has been accomplished. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, Holy God.
But who would have thought, child of God, through simple obedience of them walking around, not saying nothing. Come on here, somebody. But God was fighting all the time that they was holding their peace. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, I feel you, God. Sometimes people take our meekness for weakness. Come on here, somebody. Amen. They think that because we don't knuckle up and buck up. Come on here, somebody. Amen. They think that because we don't decide to fight it in the flesh. They think, glory to God, that they got some kind of a leeway, that they got some kind of victory over us. But what they don't understand is that God has put us in a place of saying, hold your peace. Hold your peace. Come on here, somebody. I don't want you to fight it. Amen. Let me fight it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that God fight much better than we do? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes,
and when God tells us to hold our peace, it's because God is getting ready to release his peace. Come on here, somebody. And the Bible says that vengeance belongs to God. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God the glory right now. Because I hear in the Holy Ghost that God is fighting for you. And God is saying, that's why I'm telling you, don't worry about it. Glory to God. That's why I'm telling you, amen, don't let anything that's going on in the supernatural bother you. Glory to God. Amen. Because I'm working it in your favor. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But God is saying, hold your peace in the natural. Amen. Don't you cut up. Glory to God. You just sit back and chill. Amen. You put it on cruise control and let me do the driving. Glory to God. I am the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And I know how to protect what belongs to me. Come on and give him a praise.
Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Now, I believe that the Lord said, amen, that he going to give, that he going to fight for us, amen.
Amen.
Now, he said, the meek shall inherit the earth, amen.
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 So, the meat is us.
Mm-hmm.
When you inherit something, that means you come into it by someone dying and leaving it to you, right?
Right.
Amen.
That means that you're an heir to it, right?
Amen. Amen.
If you inherit something, that means that somebody have had to have left you something to inherit. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And then that also means that you have to have been an heir to, in order to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible says we are heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Yes.
And so if the Lord says that meek shall inherit the earth, then the Lord said it's our time to inherit what belongs to us.
Mm-hmm.
Or with somebody to talk back to me tonight.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Here, I ask everybody with your neighbor, are you ready for your inheritance? Hallelujah.
Are you ready for your inheritance?
So God is saying, I want you to start looking at things on the earth because I'm getting ready to give it to you. What the Lord is saying tonight.
Okay.
Come with me to Deuteronomy right quick. Chapter 6. Beginning with verse 10. Is everybody there? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10. And the word of the Lord says, And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land. See, God is getting ready to bring us into the land that he has promised us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Which he swore unto thy father,
mm-hmm.
to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. To give thee great and goodly cities.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
We talk about the houses, but God says, I want to give you cities. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
But a lot of us ain't ready for that yet. Because we're afraid of the wealth. We're afraid of it. And God can't give it to us if we got fear in us or fear on us. So you got to break the spirit of fear off of you so you can get what rightfully belongs to you. He says that he shall give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not. In other words, God said, no, you didn't build this city, but I'm going to give it to you. Glory to God. Somebody need to put a praise right there if that's for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, let me ask you tonight. Can you handle God giving you city? Come on here, somebody. Not just one city, but two or three or four cities. Come on here, somebody. A lot of us ain't thought on this level. Hallelujah. But God is saying, I got big things. We talking about, Lord, give me the neighborhood. He said, I'm far beyond that. You got, Lord, give me my block. Lord, give me my city. He said, I can give you not only your city, but I can give you other cities too. Amen. As long as you can glorify me and keep me as the center of your joy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then verse 11 says, in a house full of good things. Hallelujah. Full of what?
Good things.
Which shall fill it not. Come on here, somebody. You didn't fill it up, but it's being filled up for you. Oh, God help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody filling their house up and they don't know they filling it up for you and me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God gonna allow them to fill it up, but it ain't for them, glory to God. Because the wealth of the wicked ain't laid up for nobody but those who belong to God. Come on here, somebody. And so God says, I'm not going to give you nothing that ain't already stacked. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody right now. God is saying, I got blessings on my mind that's far beyond what you are able to imagine. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We got to get on God's level. Come on, child of God. We got to. God says, our thoughts is not his thoughts. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We got to take the limits off God and realize we're not talking to a man. We're not talking to someone who is unlimited. We're talking to somebody who is fully loaded. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that God is? How many know that God is fully loaded? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. We got to stop talking to God like he broke. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We got to start talking to God like he is who he is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We be scared to ask God for big things. God is saying, what is the use of me being a big God and you asking me for things that's mediocre? I want somebody to ask me for something that's out of the realm. Hallelujah. Something so big that you would know it was God that did it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How is we letting the unsaved outdo us? Come on here, somebody. They go in there asking God for something real big, and we over there asking God, Lord, you know what I'm saying? Lord, I need $10 to go to the store. God is saying, if you don't get up out of here, glory to God, hallelujah, I got 10,000, glory to God. How about I can be for 10 million? Come on, here's about hallelujah. Don't insult me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hit me up for 10 billion. And then we can start talking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we got to get our mind in the right frame set. Come on here, somebody. God is talking about he got cities for us. And we're over here talking about the block. God is saying, no, I got cities. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not only the city you live in, but I can give you other cities that you don't live in. Hallelujah. If you can believe me for it, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody to take your limits off.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Now, hear my question tonight. How are we going to inherit the earth if we don't start asking God for the earth? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Don't the Bible say that the earth is the Lord?
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof?
Yes, Lord.
And they that dwell therein. Come on here, somebody. The earth is the Lord. Hallelujah. How many know that we have a divine connection with nature? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The earth know who we are, but we don't know who we are. Come on here, somebody.
Jesus, help, Lord.
And God is saying, once you line up with who I have called you to be, the earth will obey you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The earth was obeying Adam until what? Disobedience came. When disobedience came, it broke the cycle of the earth just producing whatever he said. Come on here, somebody. He didn't have to look for nothing. It was what? Brought to him. Come on here, somebody. Amen. But see, when he disobeyed God, God said, now, amen, the earth ain't going to yield to you its fruit like it was. Oh, yeah, baba, da da bo ko da da ba se. Hey, God, da bo bo ko da da ba se. God said, once you get back in your rightful place with me, he said, the earth will begin to yield its fruit to you again. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
And so in verse 11 it says, "Is his house is full of all good things." Somebody say good things.
Good things.
See, that's how you know it's God. See, when God bless you with something, he's going to bless you with what? Good things. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
and the blessing
Amen.
Of the Lord make us rich.
Amen.
And add no sorrow with it. Glory to God. We got to stop accepting everything. If it ain't good, then it ain't for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because God only got the good things for me. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
We got to stop selling, child of God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
You know what I just heard the Lord say, y'all? Y'all, catch this in the spirit. I heard the Lord say, tell them to stop trying to do it they self and let me do the thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me do
Amen.
It. Glory to God. We trying
oh, yeah,
to
Lord.
Do it. We trying to feel it. We trying to make the way. God said, no, let me make the way. Then you going to be happy because you didn't have to do it yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, people trying to chase things and chase money and chase this. Why ain't nobody trying to chase after God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory.
If we chase after God, we ain't got to chase after nothing. God says, I am your everything. I am.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Read why we so tired. Read why we so exhausted. Lord God, because we trying to do it ourselves. God said, I want to bless you. I want to bring it to you. Come on. I want to serve you on a silver platter, on a gold platter. Come on here, somebody. I don't want to do it for you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I want to fix the table. You trying to fix the table. God said, get out the way. Let me fix it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me prepare the table. Glory to God. Because I got stuff on the table that's going to blow your mind. Glory to God. I got stuff on the table. Glory to God. When I get through with the table, glory to God, you're going to have to pinch yourself to make sure that you really at the table that I got set up for you. Come on here and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody that name of God know how to bless you. Amen. Tell somebody right there, say, neighbor, God know how to bless you. Glory to God. Let me tell you something.
God,
amen.
God,
now it's
God
coming
know
down.
How to bless you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. People trying to do it themselves because they don't trust God. Come on here, somebody. How can we serve a God and not trust him to do what he thinks he's going to do? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If we don't serve him, come on here, somebody. Let's serve him all the way. Lord, I trust you. I trust you with my everything. I trust you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody can lift your hand right now and say, Lord, I trust you. Come on here, somebody. I trust you with everything. Amen. I trust you with my life,
everything.
Lord. Hallelujah. I trust you with my finances. Hallelujah. I trust you with my children, Lord. I trust you with my spouse, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I trust you, Lord.
See, when you do it yourself, that means you don't trust him. Come on here, somebody. But God, our son.
I trust him.
He's saying trust him. Because I'm going to bring it to pass.
Yes, Lord.
I'm gonna give you houses that you didn't build. I'm gonna give you vineyards that you didn't plant.
Yes. Amen.
You just gotta
Amen.
Trust me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
I trust
you. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rabbi Shakani. Rabshe Namapa. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, glory,
hallelujah.
When I trust in the Lord, it takes the pressure off me. Come on here, somebody. See, somebody tonight, God is saying, I want to take the pressure off. You got pressure on you that you shouldn't have. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because you trying to work out something that you can't work out. And you don't realize you at the place that you got to trust God. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Can anybody do it for you? But the Lord, amen. You trying to work it out. But God says, no, I need to work it out for you. Come on here, somebody. I need to be
Amen. Your personal advisor. I need to be your personal attorney. Somebody give God a. I need to be your personal doctor. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
you can't trust nobody for you.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah.
You're going to feel better when you take the pressure off of you and put it on God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody said, Lord, you take this pressure, Lord. Hallelujah. Because this pressure is too much for me. Come on here, somebody. Lord, you handle this matter, Lord. Because it's too much for me. Somebody give God a praise right now. Glory to God.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something what I hear in the spirit. God says, I'm getting ready to give you a house that you can't afford.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God says, I'm getting ready to give you not only a house that you can't afford, but I'm going to give you this house, and then I'm going to bless you with another house to show you who I am. Come on.
Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Who is the Holy Ghost talking to?
Talk to me.
Because he getting ready to give you land. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Because
I'm going to give you land. Bro, Karaman, da-da-da-da-da, son, da-da-da-da. God
yes,
said,
Lord.
My favor is going to open the door for you. Come on here, somebody. My
Amen.
Favor.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
It's going to open the door for you.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory. Glory to God on tonight. Oh, fear the Holy Ghost of God. He said, why you think I'm telling you this? Because money is getting ready to be of none effect. Come on here, somebody. So if you're dependent on the money, God is saying don't depend on the money because the money is not going to be able to get you in the door. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I receive that.
How many know that when God favor us, that means that he lean in our direction. That means when God leans
Amen.
Your way, everything lean with him. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God,
Amen.
Help me. I feel the revelation
Amen.
Knowledge of God. Catch it, catch it, catch it, catch it, Obo Sando. See,
yes, Lord.
Favor me. God has leaned in your direction. Come on here, somebody.
That Obo shout at it, Obo. I receive that.
So when God leans towards your direction, that means everything lean with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Is that why the Bible says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? His righteousness and all these things shall be added. Hey! Shababo ko da-da-da-da-bo sando. See, you trying to, see, you want the wrong thing to lean in your direction. Now, you don't need man to lean as much as you need for God to lean. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if God leans, then everything that we want is going to come. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Did we just say tonight that the word of God said that the earth is the Lord? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So how many know that the Lord can tell the earth what to do?
Amen.
Y'all ain't ready for this here. God, he said, if you start walking in my anointing, glory to God, when you speak a thing, then the earth will respect you. You ain't got to worry about the devil trying to come in. Glory to God. God said, because you are already in a place, glory to God, to where my anointing has already anointed you to break. See, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Come on here, somebody. We just got to allow God to get a hold of our tongue. Amen. That's why the Holy Ghost, once he get a hold of your tongue, he make it a weapon, glory to God. And now you can speak life and not death. And God is saying, now when you speak a thing, it will come to pass. Somebody give God a praise.
Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
I got one more for you, child of God. The Bible says that if we delight ourselves in him, that he will give us. Come on. Come on, somebody. Amen. Do I like you scared to say it? He will give us the desires of our heart. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. God says, stop being afraid of your desires. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Stop being afraid of your desires. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Yes, Lord. If you want a Rolls Royce, glory to God. Amen. Thank the Lord for if you want a Lamborghini. Begin to thank the Lord if you want a Mercedes. Thank the Lord for it, glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you want. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We are like we scared. Now, my God said, don't be scared of these just things. Come on here, somebody. A Range Rover ain't going to make you backslide.
Exactly.
Come on here, somebody. Unless you already got it in your heart
Hallelujah.
That you're going to backslide. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
You
can't be
Hallelujah.
Scared to want it. God said, I want to give it to you. Come on here, somebody. I want you to have it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You scared to ask God for a little gold, and the Bible says that the streets going to be paved with gold. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if I ask the Lord for a link, glory to God, I can't worry about what somebody going to say. Look at it, he got all that gold around his neck. I'm supposed to have gold. Why? Because God created it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory
Thank
to God.
You, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I mean, the Bible says that the Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory.
I want to go to two more scriptures, then we're going to wrap it up for the night. Glory to God. I want to go to Jeremiah 27.
Jeremiah 27.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Somebody, glory to God, find Jeremiah 27 for me. Glory to God. And I want you to read where he says, where it starts off at Babylon. Because he's talking about turning the captivity. Turning our captivity over here in Babylon. Come on here, somebody. How many know that Babylon represents America? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Jeremiah 27.
The whole chapter, where you want me to start from?
Where it talks about Babylon.
27.
Babylon. But verse 11, verse 10 say, for they prophesy a lie unto you to remove you far from your land, but that I should drive you out, but ye should perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, those will I let remain still in their own land, says the Lord, and they shall till it and dwell therein.
Hallelujah. Now, these lying prophets been prophesying to us. Talking about this and that gonna happen, God. God's gonna cut us off and everything, but God said, no, no. All of you that hold on to me is getting ready to prosper, getting ready to flourish. They trying to bring gloom and doom because we didn't take the vaccine. Devil, you can't trick us.
All right now.
We hear God for real. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, I hear my God for real. Come on here, somebody.
He hear my God for real.
I hear my God
for real. Hey! Shando! Give God a praise. Hey! Tell somebody, say, I'm getting ready to come out of Babylon. I'm getting ready to come out. God, you're ready to bring us all in. Keep on reading, Elder. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. I spoke to Zedekiah, the king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Why will ye die, thou and thy people, by the sword, by famine, and by the pestilence, as the Lord has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon?
Hallelujah.
Keep going.
Keep on reading. Yes.
Therefore, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that speak unto you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. For I have not sent mm-hmm. them, says the Lord. Yet mm-hmm. they prophesy a lie in my name mm-hmm. that I might drive you out, that ye might perish, ye mm-hmm. and the prophets that prophesy unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Also I spake to the priests, and to all these people, saying, thus says the Lord, hearken not to the words of your prophets that prophesy to you, saying, behold, the vessels of the Lord's house shall now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hearken not unto them, so, serve the king of Babylon and live. Wherefore should this city be laid waste?
Where's the part where it says, where God says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm on here, Apostle.
Because Yahshua know the thoughts that he think toward us. Come on here, somebody. Amen. No one can twist God's thoughts concerning you and I. Come on here, somebody. God got things on his mind concerning us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's 29 and 11. 29 and 11. 29
and 11?
Sorry. 29 mm-hmm. and 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expected end.
Woo! Read that again, Elder.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil.
Stop. Uh-huh. Wait. Let's deal with that right there. God says, I got peace for thoughts concerning you. Anywhere where there's not peace is not him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can hear me tonight. God is saying, get in the place of peace. Get in the place of your shalom. Come on here, somebody. Shalom has to do with not only speaking peace, but walking and living in peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the full peace of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so God says, my desire is that you have full peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Elder, is there something about Babylon right before God talks about the thoughts you have toward us?
He said, for thus says the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word.
Wait, stop. He said after 70 years, he says, then I'm going to visit you. Hallelujah. How many know that this is visitation time from the Lord? Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey! I don't know if y'all caught that in the Holy Ghost gospel. I'm getting ready to visit you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why I'm saying get your house in order, because I'm getting ready to visit you. That's why I'm telling you to get things the way I want you to have them, because I'm getting ready to visit you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Your visitation is going to be great. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, Lord.
How many know that this is visitation time? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And then,
yes, Lord.
He says, not only am I going to visit you, but I'm going to perform my good word towards you. I don't even know how y'all can be still right now. He said, not only am I going to visit you, but I'm going to perform the word that I've spoken over your life.
Yes.
God ain't just going to visit us, but he's getting ready to perform his word toward us.
Amen.
In causing you to return to this place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And then he says, for I know the thoughts.
Yes.
How many know that everything manifests through a thought? Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
See, everything that is visible came through the invisible thought of what somebody was thinking. Come on here, somebody. They
Come
seen
on,
it huh? in their mind, then they spoke it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's it. That's the key. Come on now.
Hey! Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost of God tonight. God is saying, you've been having some stuff on your mind. You've been thinking about some things, but you ain't really thought it out yet, because you haven't brought it to the table talking to me about it, said the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, but when you bring it to the table, then I'm going to bring your thoughts to pass. How about Sunday? Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Bringing my thoughts to pass.
Hey! Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, stop holding back, oh God. Hallelujah. Bring that thought
stop
to the table. Glory to God.
Don't be scared of your thought.
Glory to God. God is bigger than your thought. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody been thinking about a business, and God is saying, bring that thought to the table. Because you're looking at what you don't have, but God said, but you got me. Come on here, somebody. And I am more than enough.
Lord, yes, Lord.
Somebody want to move, but you say, Lord, I ain't got the finance to move. But God said, if you just obey me in your giving, I will open up doors for you, amen, that will give you favor.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to God. How many know that God operates through our giving? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. We trying to, amen, save up, but God is saying, no, you just need me to add to what you got. Gaya. Woo. Guess about that neighbor. He more than enough.
He's more than enough.
Glory to God. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, God ain't got no evil thoughts concerning you. Amen. God ain't thinking nothing evil concerning you. Glory to God. God got peaceful thoughts for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he says, to give you unexpected
thank you, Lord. Unexpected in it.
What are you expecting from God? What are you expecting for God to do? Because whatever you're expecting God to do, he gonna do it. Come on here, son.
My God.
Lord, I'm expecting you to make a way. I'm expecting you to open doors that cannot be shut. I'm expecting you, hallelujah, to pull me out of blessing. I won't have room enough to receive. I'm expecting you.
I'm expecting you, Lord,
to heal me. Hallelujah, of this uncurable condition. I'm expecting you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
To show up and show out. If you're expecting God to show up and show out, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And then he says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Wow. Glory to God. So God said, now you can call upon me now. He says, when you go into prayer, I'm going to hear. And see, that word hearken, circle that word hearken in there. That word hearken means to hear and to do. I mean, God says, now when you go in your prayer closet and you call upon me, not only am I going to hear you, but I'm going to do what you asked me to do. Somebody give God another shout.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, let me tell you something. God getting ready to blow your mind.
Yes. God is supposed to blow your mind.
Hey, the Boko Tarabasando. And how many know that it ain't nothing like when God blow your mind? Come on here, somebody. See, when God blow your mind, can't nobody else blow it. Come on here, somebody. That's how big God is. See, when God blow your mind, can't nobody else touch it. Because, see, God is the El Elyon. He's the most high God. And all God got to do is just blow a little bit. Come on here. He ain't got to blow much. Amen. He like 50. All he got to do is just a little bit. Come on here, somebody. He blow just a little bit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God is saying, you ain't going to never be the same again. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
One more little nugget before I close, and I promise you we'll close this after this. The Bible says in Psalms 149, verse 4, that he beautified the meek with salvation.
Okay.
Y'all ain't ready for this, y'all. Y'all ain't ready for this, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody got to hold on to their hat for this. Glory to God. Psalms 149, verse 4, it says, For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people, and he will beautify the meek with salvation.
With salvation.
What are you saying, Apostle? Every day, God said, you get ready to look more beautiful and beautiful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every day. Amen. God said, you're going to look better and better. Glory to God. Why? Because beautify means to bring out the beauty more and more. See, when you beautify something, that means you're bringing out the beauty little by little. Come on here, somebody. And God said, every day you're going to look in there. And you ain't going to look the same like you looked yesterday. Hey, God. But he's beautifying us through the salvation. God says, I'm saving you. And the healing and the deliverance and whatever you need for God to do, it's going to bring out the beauty in you. People are going to look at you and think you done went to the beauty shop. No, I just came out of prayer.
Ah, thank you, Lord.
Where you coming from? I just came out of worship. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But he beautified the meek with salvation. Where you coming from? I just got through praising God. Hallelujah. And I couldn't stop. Glory to God. It was so good. Then they're going to say, well, you look different. You do something to your hair or something? No, I ain't did nothing. It's just the salvation. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise. It's the salvation of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's why God is saying, stay in that place of salvation. Because I'm getting ready to beautify you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a shout, a praise. Somebody,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God.
That's why he's telling us to praise him. See, the whole psalm said, praise the Lord. Why? Because God says, amen, I get pleasure out of watching you become more beautiful through the salvation that I put on your life. Come on here, somebody. You shouldn't look the same if you've been saved. Amen. God has sanctified you. Amen. And purged you. Glory to God. Amen. Brought you out. Glory to God. You shouldn't have the same look to you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You shouldn't still be identified with the world. And God is saying, no. They should be saying, you look more like the Lord. Hallelujah. You got a glory on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give God a shout out by Sunday.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. We give God praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and keep giving God praise. Amen. I feel the anointing of
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God.
Hey, God is releasing things in the spirit realm. He said, I'm just waiting on your praise. Hey! God is saying, I'm releasing things out of the spirit realm. Whatever you need tonight can be activated through your praise. Come on here, somebody. See,
yeah,
I don't know what you need, but God knows what you need. And he said, I got houses. I got vineyards. I got land. Come on here, somebody. I got
come
a building in my pocket. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. All you got to do is praise before. I got deliverance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, Obo Shundo. I got it, Obo Shundo. And he said, praise me. Praise me and release your blessing. Come on here, somebody. Praise him and release your miracle. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give him the praise. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I will praise thee, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
While the Spirit of God is moving, amen, come on in, Elder, and get some of this. Hallelujah.
Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised on the name. Worthy to be
magnified.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You got to look at this like it's a movie. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you already know how the movie going in. You the star of this movie. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. You the star, praise God, and the star going to come out on top. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Unexpected, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. He say, I know the thoughts I got for you. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. We need to thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. We need to praise
thank
him.
Lord.
We need to magnify
thank
him. Hallelujah. Because he's bringing all this to an expected end. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
don't you expect God to do it for you? Hallelujah.
Yes, I expect God to do it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God on tonight.
Thank
amen
you,
for that word. We thank God for the messenger bringing that word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, hallelujah. Amen. It's good all the time.
Yes.
And all the time,
yeah,
God,
all the time.
Hallelujah, he is good.
Hallelujah.
And he's worthy of the praise. He's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. Quit putting the limits on God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Quit putting the limits on God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Quit listening to everybody and what they say you should or you shouldn't have. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have those labels in your closet. Praise God. Hallelujah. You shouldn't have that in your driveway. You shouldn't have that driveway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
My God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's another curse. Quit letting people curse you by limiting you. Hallelujah. A man of God shouldn't have this. A woman of God shouldn't have that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't know, amen, what how God gonna bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God could do. Amen. That you didn't build, stuff you ain't paid for. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yay.
Amen. Money's going to become obsolete. That's why you don't pay. Oh, God, say that again. You've been wondering why I can't get no money. Because you don't need it. All you need is faith. Money is about to become obsolete. But faith ain't going to never become obsolete. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your belief in what I can do.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise God. What God can do.
Hey,
hallelujah. It'll never be obsolete. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God.
Yes,
money burn. Faith don't burn.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank God on tonight. Praise God. Thank God for that G6. That's an airplane. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Thank God for the Mercedes. Thank God for the
Mercedes.
Oh, hallelujah, amen.
Hey.
See, God will bless people to give you faith. Praise God, hallelujah. I will bless somebody to give you something. Glory to God.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Quit asking me for the money to buy the thing and start asking me for the thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's going to keep going.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why he said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man. Eyes have not seen. You ain't seen what I'm about to do to you. Ears have not heard. You ain't heard what I'm about to do to you. Hallelujah. Neither have entered into the hearts of men. You can't even imagine. Hallelujah. Ooh. What I'm about to do to you. Why? Hallelujah. Because you love me. Hallelujah, because you obeyed me. Hallelujah, because you followed me. Hallelujah, praise God, because you had faith in me. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going to do you like I did Abraham. Whatever promise I make going to come to pass. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the promise, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your promise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
We thank God on tonight for that word. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your
amen.
Messenger on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word that you gave him to pour out unto your people, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you restore him the virtue that he has poured out, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of the blessing in his life. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of the blessing in all of our lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being present with us. We thank you for your word, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you told us to take the limits off of you. Hallelujah. The sky
yeah.
is the limit.
Oh,
hallelujah. He said, if you're trying to reach a cloud, shoot for the star. Glory to God. We thank you on today. And we praise you.
Yes.
And we magnify you. In Jesus' name we yes. pray. Amen.
Name.
Hallelujah. And amen.
Amen.
Give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Magnify him. Hallelujah. He can do all things. He said through man it's impossible. Praise God. That's why you need to quit trying to figure it out. Because you human ain't God, you ain't going to figure it out. But he said, but with God. Hallelujah. He
oh,
said, he said, most things. No, wait, no, he didn't. He said, a lot of things. No, he didn't.
Oh,
he said, all things are possible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's telling God what he can't do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't no cure for cancer, but there's a God. Ain't no cure for HIV, but there's a God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't no cure for heart disease, but there's a God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Oh, yeah. God is
the
cure. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is the cure. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He said,
thank you, Lord.
You
buried all of them, God.
But the cure. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. The blood is the vaccine. Praise God. Hallelujah. He say that again.
Yes,
the blood.
Hallelujah.
The blood is the vaccine.
Hey.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. We thank God that God is a provider.
Thank you.
He can provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't have to want for nothing. Praise God. We just got to speak it. Hallelujah. And he say he going to hearken. He going to move. Hallelujah. On our word. We thank God today. Hallelujah. For the word of God. We thank God for the man of God. We want to open up the line real quick. If anyone have a testimony, a comment, a prayer request, glory to God. The phone lines are open at this time. Praise God. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. I just want to give God all the glory. I'm coming in from Louisiana, joining you all tonight. I just thank God that he said that I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Thoughts to give you an expected end. Somebody trying to tell you you don't know how the end going to be. But God said, I know how the end is going to be because I know what it is. I'll tell you when it's time. I'll tell you when it's time.
Hallelujah.
You just keep on looking towards me. You look to me for everything. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, I thank you for your word.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You know how it's going to end. Hallelujah. The Bible says thousands going to fall around you, but you're going to still be standing. Glory to God. The book of Jeremiah says they're going to fight against you, but you going to prevail. Hallelujah. He said they're going to form the weapon, but it won't prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
has never come back void. Hallelujah.
Come on,
hallelujah. The Bible says he's not a man that he shall lie, nor a son of man that he shall have to repent.
Sure?
If he said he's going to do something, will he not do it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What he got to lie for? He God. I ain't got to lie about nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ain't got to lie to nobody. I'm God all by myself. If I say let it be, it's going to be. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
It's more than two. Hallelujah on the line. And we all in agreement that God is about to do something big. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm about to bring you before some great men. I'm about to bring you before some leaders. I'm about to bring you before some great people. Hallelujah. But you've already been made great, because only the great can come before the great. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, only the great can come before the great. I've made you great. Hallelujah. So you can go before people who say they're great. Hallelujah. So they can be in the presence of greatness. Oh, y'all ain't hearing what God is
saying.
Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to put you in the presence of people who say they're great, so they can be in the presence of real greatness. Glory to God.
Oh, my
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Lord. Hey. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory. You better need to make a seat belt. Hallelujah. You better make sure your shoes is tied on tight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you might leave them on the ground the way God's about to catapult. Oh, Lord. How much?
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I receive it. Hallelujah. We got to receive
it tonight.
We got to believe it tonight. Hallelujah. If you can see it in your mind, it's going to manifest in your life way beyond what you think it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank God. Hallelujah for
thank
that
you,
word.
Lord.
We thank God that his word
thank
is
you,
true. We thank God that it ain't going to come back void on tonight. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. The Lord, hallelujah, has revealed some things to us on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God, hallelujah, for everything he has done. Do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests before we move forward? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for the word that has gone forth on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to remind you, if you, hallelujah, want to give a donation, amen. Praise God. Those of you that know how to do it, know how to get in touch with the man of God. Hallelujah. If you want to put a seed in his hand, praise God. You know how to do so, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word. Hallelujah. Open up our minds, glory to God. Expand them. Take the limits off God. Quit asking God for a handout when he's trying to give you a Bentley. Hallelujah. Quit asking for a condo when he's trying to give you a mansion. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. Amen. Oh, Lord. Okay, I got to release this. He said, release this. He said, the problem is you keep thinking you got to pay for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why you're thinking small. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. Because you think you're going to have to pay for it some kind of way. But if you trust me, hallelujah, praise God, it ain't going to be one of them testimonies you've been hearing. Oh, I had the money for the down payment. Oh, I had enough money for this. I had enough money for that. You're going to have a testimony. I didn't have nothing. Hallelujah, but you see me.
Yay!
Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, you see this Madonna wardrobe. I didn't pay for none of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see what my kids wearing. They ain't pay for that either. Glory to God. Before you say I'm spending the Lord's money on this stuff, the Lord just gave it to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. Amen. Praise God for the word. We thank God. Hallelujah for his word to us on tonight. Hallelujah. Think big. Praise God. We thank
him. Lord.
I ain't seen that too tight. You're thinking too small. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to think big. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the man of God. We will be back online tomorrow night with another message from the Lord. Hallelujah. So make sure you call in. Don't forget about Morning Glory. Hallelujah. With the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. My brother in Christ, Apostle Curry, hosting and, hallelujah, giving you a great word every morning. Praise God. Make sure you tune in with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly hope if you heard that word tonight that you have received that word. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Because if you receive it and you believe it, it's about to manifest. Hallelujah. In your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time. Hallelujah. So he can give his final announcements and the benediction at this time. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you, man of God. Amen. Amen. God is awesome on tonight. Amen. But hit my spirit with Ephesians 4:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask for things according to the power that worketh in us. And so, like Lord, I put him spirit earlier. He about to blow our mind, y'all. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for my mind to be blown. Amen. All minds clear.
Amen.
If all minds are clear, amen. I'm going to go ahead and dismiss it. And Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what our heart now understands. Father, we thank you on tonight that you're getting ready to bless us in a way that we're not going to even be able, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even be ready for. We thank you for giving us houses that we didn't build, vineyards that we didn't plant. We thank you, Father, on tonight, amen, that your favor is better than money. We thank you on tonight, God,
yes, Lord,
that you are called, Lord, to fully understand why we need to live holy and be holy, God. Hallelujah for you, Lord. You are fully calling us to understand, Lord, hallelujah, that if we serve you, God, and don't deviate to any other God, don't let nothing else distract us from you, God. that there's no thing, God, that you won't be able to do or to give us. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise and the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, bind the hand of the enemy, God, that he will not come and try to steal this word from us, God. But we thank you that we put it in our heart that we might not sin against you. So we thank you right now, and we give you the praise and the glory. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Thank you right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Yes, sir. We give you the praise on tonight, God. And we thank you for all things. And that you almost give me a report. Amen. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of our dear, dear brother and our dear, dear friend. Amen. Elder Andre, amen. How are you? Bless you, brother. Back in your hands.
Amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God once again for the blessed and wonderful things we've had on tonight. Hallelujah. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Make sure y'all join us tomorrow night. Amen. So we can have some more blessed times in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And on behalf of everybody, we just want to remind you that we love you. Hallelujah. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And we're going to see y'all tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Or more than an hour of power. God's about to do something.
If you hold on just a little while longer, I know he will come through just for you. I'm talking to the person who was frustrated to the point that you said throw the whole year away. The devil is a liar, cause what's coming for you, it's gonna be ready.
Open the
checks
heaven.
In the mail, raises and bonuses, healing in your body, your children are gonna make it, I believe. Mama, I made it.
God is about to blow our minds.
If you're doing it big, let's go. Pull your phone out and take a selfie, cause what you look like now, you won't look like. Bring you this far just to bring you this far. Say this, it's my time. Yeah.
fight for you. It's gonna be
bless you.